his life at Radhakund. In fact, as we go around tomorrow performing the parikrama of Radhakund, we'll be visiting lots of places. One of those places is also a place where Chaitanya Charitamrita was compiled on the bank of Radhakund. There's a bhajan kutir of Raghunath Das Goswami. There's samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami. There's also samadhi of Krishna Das Kaviraj and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. There's a place called Mahaprabhu Baitak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down on the bank of Shyamakund. 5 Pandavas are residing there. Also, Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakul, Sahadeva are residing there all the time. And Madhvendra Puri's place is there. And as we go around tomorrow morning, we'll have more complete picture of Radhakund and its surroundings. So this Radhakund has been glorified by Rupa Goswami, and we are Rupa Anugas, we are followers of Rupa Goswami. Following in the first steps of the previous Acharya, we also are going there, and we'll be staying for 4 nights. So as has been described in here, we also are very fortunate people come, go on Brajamandal Parikrama, and also come to Radhakund and spend few days of our life at this most sacred spot in the universe. You know, we are describing this Brajamandal Parikrama as the ultimate pilgrimage. There are so many places of pilgrimage you could go to. But there's no pilgrimage like Brajamandal Parikrama pilgrimage. And on this Brajamandal Parikrama pilgrimage, ultimate pilgrimage, visit of Radhakund is nothing like it in Braj, because this is a place of Radharani, topmost of all the gopis. And Krishna likes Radha, and Krishna also likes her kund, Radhakund. On the bank of Radhakund, Rupa Goswami is describing in this text that Astakaliya Leela, Astakal, the day has been divided into 8 parts, and it has different names. What are the names? Nishantakal. Starts from Nishant. Nishantakal is early morning hours. Nisham is night. Ant means end. End of the night. That is like a Brahma Muhurta. That is the first part of the day. And see. Then Prabhatkal, like a dawn. When sun is about to come up. That is Prabhat. That's the time we go around, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha. Nidra Chadi Utha Jeeva. Meaning of this is Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha. Now night is ending, Aloka Pravesha. Now sun is entering, sun rays have arrived, Nidra Chhadi. Now give up sleeping. Utha Jiva. Now wake up. That's the meaning of the song. So there's a Prabhat, Nishan, Prabhat. Purvanna. This is before midday. Or Purvanna. Purva means before. Then Madhyanna. Then midday. Then Aparanna. Then late afternoon. This is before sunset. And then Pradosh. That's like the juncture between day and night. Sandhya. Sandhya means joint. Sandhya kal, we say three sandhya, joint. So, joint of the day and night. And then Nishakal, then there's a night time. So like this, if you count it, there are eight periods of the day called Astakal. And around the clock, there are Astakaliya Leela going on bank of Radha Kun. Our previous acharyas have described Govinda Leelamrit. Govinda Leelamrit has description. Govinda Leelamrit is compiled by Krishnadas Kaviraj, and he describes what Leela goes on, what time of the day or night. So, like that, Radha Kund is very special place. Divyada Vrindaranya Kalpadramadaha Srimad Ratnagara Sinhasanastho Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prashtalavi Sevyamanam Smarami. So we would like to remember, we are begging at the lotus feet of the Lord, and we would like to meditate, we would like to remember. That Divyada Vrinda Aranya Kalpadrumada, in transcendental forest Aranya Kalpadrumadaha, under the desire tree, Srimad Ratnagara Sinhasanastho, on a very special throne made up of jewels, Radha Go Sinhasana, Sri Sri Radha Govinda Devo, who is sitting on this throne, Radha and Govind, and Prasthalivhi Sevyamanam, and such a transcendental couple of Radha and Govinda is being worshipped by Prasthalivhi. There are so many of Krishna Prasthai, we say. Srila Prabhupada is Krishna Prastha, means one who is very dear to Krishna. So here, very dear to Radha Govinda are the gopis, and they are so very anxious. Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambhrama Sevyamanam. Millions of gopis are very, very anxious to serve this couple of Radha and Govinda. They are sitting on a throne made up of jewels. This throne is under desire trees, and desire trees are in this Brajamandal. Divya. Divya Dharanya. Chintamani Dham. So Smarami, I would like to meditate on these kind of leelas of Radha and Govinda. So, very many confidential pastimes have taken place on bank of Radha Kund. That is why Vaishnavas always aspire to come to such a spot and purify their existence. Here we are at this is called Sri Sri Janava Matar Baitak. Baitak is another word that you will have to learn, remember. Baitak means sitting place. Later on we'll be coming across a place called Mahaprabhu Baitak. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down for a while. Janava, you all know, this is consort of Lord Nityanand. She had come to Radhakund, Vrindavan Radhakund, so this is her sitting place. Last night we mentioned that Lord Nityanand Prabhu also, after his All India travels, he came to Vrindavan, to Radhakund, and his sitting place in on other side of the Radhakund. This is in Bengal, between Calcutta and Mayapur, there's a small town, I don't remember the town, where Nityanand Prabhu and Janava, they stayed as householders. Our Padyatra went to their small town, and also we visited the house where they both stayed. And they had a few children. One of them is Veerabhadra. Another one is Ganga, sister. Yeah, and anyone else? Huh? Harishchandra. So two brothers and one sister. Who? Harishchandra was not able to see. So we have one Veerabhadra here. So, so while she was sitting here, Janava, probably this structure was not there, and she looked that way, and she saw under a tree, she saw Gopinath, she saw Krishna, and place where Krishna stood, that is where they have installed the deities of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. We were so very fortunate that as soon as we entered the temple, there was Arati. And those Vigrahas, those deities are Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Lord revealed to Janava. They were standing under the tree. Lord was standing under the tree. So that's where they established the temple. Here to our right, this is Radhakund. The other one is Shyamkund. We mentioned the color difference of the water. It's two different colors. And there is a connection between the two kundas. Just a little connection. There's a link. We went over the story a few times in the past, how there was a demon called Aristasura in the form of a bull, and Krishna killed him. Krishna always kills so many demons, he also killed this one. But this time, after killing, as Krishna was trying to get closer to gopis and especially Radha, they didn't want Krishna to touch them because they thought this was a sinful activity that Krishna had committed, because a bull also belongs to this cow family. They are related. So so they recommended that Krishna should go all over the world and take bath in all the holy places, and that way become purified, and then he's qualified to associate with them or touch them. So that would have taken a lot of time, a lot of endeavor. So what Krishna did was, he with his foot he pushed, called showed, he showed with his feet, and there was a kund, and then he He invited all the tirthas from all over to come and enter that kund, that pond, and that is how the Sham Kund came into being. Then Krishna took bath and he said, okay, I'm ready now. But at this point, Krishna said, because you had been siding with this demon, you are sinful. Because they took the side of, you know, demon. And he also said that, you know, I just became the instrument. It is because it's for you that I killed the demon. So you are the original cause. And I am just a nimitta matram. I am just an instrument. So you also are sinful. You also have committed sin. So you better so purify yourself and then we could associate. Otherwise I have nothing to do with you. So then Radha had to create another kund. So what we hear and read is they used broken bangles and they started digging, Radha and all her associates. And that is how this kund was produced. And then they wanted all the tirthas their kund, and all the tirthas personified. They're all with a folded hand, they're all ready to execute the will of Srimati Radharani. And in fact, all of them are already there. The water was already there in Sham Kund. So because they're all praying to all the tirthas, water started coming from Sham Kund and enter Radha Kund. And that is how Radha Kund also was filled up. Well, we also mentioned a few days ago different versions how all the gopis made a chain. They all stood all the way up to Manasi Ganga, which is some distance from here. And they filled up the pots and they poured into Radha Kund, and that is how they filled up Radha Kund. So sometimes there are more than one story that you hear or read. So that's how both the kundas came into being 5,000 years ago. And in a couple of days, there's the day Radha Kund was produced is coming up, and at midnight there's bathing here. Now this demon Aristasur, in the form of bull, he was a disciple of Brihaspati, and in one meeting he wasn't sitting very properly. He wasn't sitting in Padmasana. His spiritual master was sitting like there, and his legs were, you know, he was sitting in a very relaxed mood with the legs towards the spiritual master. So spiritual master, Brihaspati, cursed him. He said, you will be a bull. Your next life you will be a bull, like a bull spreads his legs and the hind legs and fore legs in a relaxed manner, sits, doesn't care who is around. So he said, you are sitting like a bull. So you will be a bull in your next life. So as a result, he became a bull in Vrindavan. And at one time he was an independent, big, powerful demon, but somehow Kamsa brought him under control. That is how Kamsa brought many demons under control. And then he tries to employ, use these demons against Krishna. So Aristasur also was used to kill Krishna, but in turn Krishna killed this Aristasur. So as soon as he was killed, that original person came out. He attained liberation. He offered obeisances to the Lord, thanked him, and he went back to his position. Okay. Vartantu. Vartantu was the name of a disciple. His name is also there. Vartantu was the name of the disciple.
What's the name of the bull, Vartantu.
Now, the Janava was Ananga Manjari in her, well, in Krishna's pastime. She's Ananga Manjari. She appears as Janava. Ananga Manjari is supposed to be sister of Radharani. So she appears as Janava. And after Nityanand Prabhu's departure from this planet, she becomes very powerful. And she had a big following, and she had many disciples. So that's here. So that ghat in the back is called Janava Ghat. There's a little ghat here. Ghat means place where, with the steps you enter, and like a bathing ghat. People come, offer obeisances, take water. Yesterday and today also we circumambulated one round structure with all covered with the marble, with little opening. That is Samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami. Excuse me. And they have 24-hour kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That goes on there. So that's Samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami. And, okay, let's move on to the next. We'll be going straight, turn right, climb up there. So the Bhajan Kutir of Gopal Bhatta Goswami will be visiting. And more samadhis, Bhajan Kutir of Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhajan Kutir of Krishna Das Kaviraj. Bhajan Kutir of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is one of the six Goswamis. He has his famous temple in Vrindavan called Radha Raman. Beautiful Radha Raman deities. He comes from South India, from a place called Sri Rangam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his South Indian travels, he stayed for 4 months during Chaturmas at this holy place called Sri Rangam, at Venkat Bhat's place. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the son of Venkat Bhat.
And his uncle
is Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur. You have heard that name, another big name. So just by association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this family of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they were worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan, being part of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association changed them, further elevated them to the higher spiritual realm, and they were attracted by Vrindavan. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami joined, and also his uncle, Venkat Bhat's brother,
Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur also came over to Vrindavan, and they assisted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in establishing temples, revealing the lost holy places, and compiled many, many books. So that is Gopal Bhakta Goswami, that is his Bhajan Kutir there. Later on in Kamban, we'll be visiting Bhajan Kutir of Prabodhanand Saraswati. We'll be reading some parts from those books. Now here, this very unique place, this one place is a samadhi of three great souls. And they are Krishna Das Kaviraj, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Three samadhis in one. They also some connection. What they did, we 500 years ago, there was a Muslim influence. So traditionally the bodies of great acharyas, sannyasis are just buried. But their bodies were burnt and then ashes were put in here. Now, I think these three persons, just last week we had a celebration and there was a disappearance day of three personalities same day. Are they the same ones? I think four members. Someone has Vaishnava calendar here? The one thing to remember is that we celebrated three appearance days the same day, but they are different years. Same day, different years, they disappeared. So that's additional information. So that's Krishna Das Kaviraj, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Yeah, on October 12th, disappearance of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So about a week ago we had this celebration everywhere, in Vrindavan also. So there's three persons mentioned here, their disappearance day. And those three persons, personality, samadhi is here, all together. So 12th October is disappearance day of three persons, but it is not the same year. 500 years ago they disappeared at different years. They made samadhi in the same spot. Let's move on. How quick.
Come on.
had been pointing out to Krishnadas Kaviraj's Bhajan Kutir. You all saw Krishnadas Kaviraj's Bhajan Kutir? The one to your left as you were walking through the lane. So that's the place Krishnadas Kaviraj compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this atmosphere of Radha Kund, intense with love of Godhead, surcharged with the sound vibrations of the holy name, Krishnadas Kaviraj compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita and Govinda Leelamrita, two scriptures. This is Shyam Kund. Here, this is Shyam Kund. Place where they have Kirtan, Hare Krishna Kirtan now. There is a Bhajan Kutir of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Krishnadas Kaviraj and Raghunath Das Goswami, their Bhajan Kutis are next to each other. Two great souls were staying close to each other. Last night we mentioned that Krishnadas Kaviraj had very little or no association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was greatly benefited by Raghunath Das Goswami's association, who had just come from Jagannath Puri, spending a lot of time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his close and confidential associate. So Raghunath Das Goswami was performing his bhajan in this area on the bank of Shyam Kund. And at one point he had no bhajan kutir. One time he was sitting out here meditating on, going deeper inside, looking within his heart and seeing all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He was totally absorbed. And next to him, right there, was one tiger and tigress. They had come to drink water. So, just to protect Krishnadas, Raghunath Das Goswami, Lord Krishna had to come. Lord Krishna came and he was standing there.
Just in case there is some difficulty to
control the situation. So Sanatan Goswami was watching this, how Raghunath Das Goswami was absorbed in meditation, and tiger and tigress next to him, and Krishna had to appear. So then tiger is the way and disappeared. Krishna was smiling at Sanatan Goswami. So after this incident, Sanatan Goswami chastised Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, "For you, Krishna has to come and become your guard, chokidar. This is not proper. Why didn't you make bhajan kutir?" But he was such a renounced mood. He did not even want his bhajan kutir. He would just sit on the bank of Shyam Kund and get absorbed in all Radha Krishna Leela. So there was another time, it was midday and it was very hot, but he was in his trance. At that time Srimati Radharani appears, standing next to him, just behind him. She's putting a cloth over Raghunath Das Goswami so that he's not disturbed by the midday sun. This time also Sanatan Goswami noticed
that Radharani was holding this cloth over Raghunath Das Goswami, and so that there's a shade, and he would continue his meditation. So after this incident, then Radharani disappeared. Then Sanatan Goswami really became very mad at Raghunath Das Goswami, and he said, "You must have your own bhajan kuti, and inside there you, in a protected area, this is a forest, these forest animals are coming and doing this, so that bhajan kuti also will protect you from the sun, so you must have a bhajan kuti." Then Raghunath Das Goswami, he made this bhajan kuti, where kirtan is going on right now. Raghunath Das Goswami had come to Vrindavan with the idea of committing suicide. He wanted to climb up Govardhan Hill and jump off the hill and commit suicide. However, the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, convinced him not to do that. So he lived on in Vrindavan on the bank of Radha Kund, living very, very austere life. That time, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, they were much smaller in size, and he wanted to expand them. So when he had this desire, around the same time, there was one pilgrim, very rich pilgrim, he had gone to Badrikashram. So Lord appeared in his dream and to this pilgrims, in pilgrim's dream, and Lord directed him to Radha Kund and asked him to go meet Raghunath Das Goswami. So this pilgrim comes, he says, "I am directed by the Lord, what could I do? Maybe I could be of some use, some service to you." So he had money, so Raghunath Das Goswami immediately made all big plans to, you know, make the Kund bigger and build this. So Raghunath Das Goswami also, he played a role in renovating these both Kundas 500 years ago. First he did work on Radha Kund, and then as he was undertaking the work of expansion, renovation of Shyam Kund, one of those nice Yudhishthir Maharaj appeared in the dream, Yudhishthir Maharaj. And he was begging, "I beg you, please grant me one boon." And his appeal was that we five brothers, Yudhishthir and Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, we are residing on the bank of Shyam Kund in the form of the trees. So please make sure people you employ, they don't cut us and throw away. We want to stay on here in this area. So that request was, they were given an opportunity to stay on. So that is why 500 years ago when Shyam Kund was renovated, it was made in an irregular shape just to keep those five trees intact. Now only 2 years ago another big renovation took place, all these big nice steps and some nice painting, you see that was done a couple of years ago. I personally don't know which ones are those trees. Could be this tree, is Yudhishthir Maharaj. Could be any of these trees, some of these trees. The deities of Radha Govind in the temple nearby, which they are closed now. Of course, these are not the original Radha Govind deities. Rupa Goswami's Radha Govind deities are in Jaipur now. Okay, in here you saw Govardhan like Srila. That is the tongue of Govardhan. Tongue. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was not feeling very good, not physically, but just his within him, he was feeling not very happy that he had to use this Radhakund, Shyamkund, this sacred water for washing his clothes or for bathing or even to go to the fields. He had to use this water. So he wanted to use some other water. So he made plan to dig a well, separate well, so that he could fetch water from there and use it for his personal purpose. So while he was doing that, workers were working. One rock started bleeding. The blood was oozing out of one rock at some distance, deeper. So everyone was wondering, what is this supposed to be? So that night, Lord appeared in the dream of Krishna, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and informed him,
Raghunath Das
Goswami, that this was Govardhan tongue of Govardhan. So he stopped the digging, and then that rock, that particular rock was taken out and it has been installed here. If you look at it closely, you see some reddish, the mark of, that's the bleeding part. As we go around, we'll be coming across that well. Now it is known as Gopi Koop. Koop means well. So it is on our parikrama. So 500 years ago, so many things would happen like that. Krishna appearing, Radha appearing, Govardhan tongue bleeding, so many things are going on here.
So this is the broken part of his tongue?
So that also makes sense, because last night we were explaining to you how this Radhakund Shyamkund is part of Govardhan Hill. And those who do entire Govardhan Parikrama, they also circumambulate Radhakund Shyamkund. Radhakund Shyamkund is the northernmost tip of the Govardhan Hill. And this side, the northern side, Radhakund Shyamkund side, is considered the mouth. Govardhan has a, some acharyas have explained, Krishnadas Kaviraj, in Garga Sanhita also there is explanation that Govardhan Hill, when you see from above, it has a certain shape, it has a mouth, it has a tail, it has eyes, it has wings, it has heart, it has the whole, like a universal form. So this is a mouth part, so tongue this side. And tomorrow, as we do Govardhan Parikrama, we'll be going to the tail end, which is, there's a village called Poonchari. We'll go all the way and then make a U-turn, and so this is the northernmost point, and Poochari village is the southernmost point. So digging took place here, so the mouth, there's a so part of the tongue is here. Now we go to, it is Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Bhajan Kutir. And Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur Maharaj also stayed there for some time.
Vaibhav Premanande Ki
Jai. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai. That's the Bhakti Siddhant?
No.
Shri Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Prayula Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sar Premanande. This is Bhajan Kutira Bhakti Vinod Thakur and also Bhajan Kutir. Later on he used the same Kutir of his father as his Bhajan Kutir. Bhajan Kutira Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur. Samadhis are here. Yesterday we were reading that Radhastak. The mood of Bhakti Vinod is mood of Radharani. He must have captured the mood here at Radhakund. So he spent time here. Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur stationed himself and he was giving Bhagavatam discourse for 1 month. And he was just talking on one verse of Bhagavatam for 1 month. Also, Srila Prabhupada must have come here, spent some time here, met Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur here, must have taken darshan of his Guru Maharaj right here. Could imagine, like a long time ago. 60 years ago, time we did not even exist. That time they were making plans to save all of us. They were working on making a master plan. So Bhakti Siddhant, he never went to the West personally, but he was always thinking of Westerners. He's always instructing his disciples, yes, go to the West, preach in English language. That was general instruction also. Besides, specifically he told Srila Prabhupada. But Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur is also Srila Prabhupada. So he told Srila Prabhupada to go to the West. In 1922, in the first meeting, as soon as Prabhupada had finished his offering obeisances and was just looking at Bhakti Siddhanta, the first thing he said, you seem to be very intelligent young man. You should preach. You should preach in English language. Then, here right on the bank of Radhakund, that instruction was repeated. If you ever get money, print books. I think at one point they were trying to involve some of the God brothers of Srila Prabhupada were proposing, why not involve Abhay also in Gaudiya Math management, and why not give him some post? And Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur said, yes, in due course of time, he will be doing that. No hurry, no hurrying. So, because Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur could foresee, look into the future of this special disciple, Srila Prabhupada. So, on the bank of Radhakund, the most sacred spot, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master gave him instruction. If you ever get money, print books. And Prabhupada never ever forgot that instruction. While he was a householder and making some money, he was always saving that money to print books. He started printing back to Godhead in 1944, just from his personal money, from his some savings from his business. And Prabhupada also had written to Bhaktisiddhanta only 2 weeks before Bhaktisiddhanta disappeared from the planet. And Prabhupada received a reply confirming the previous instruction about preaching in English language and printing books. So like that, Bhaktisiddhanta always stressed, yes, you print books, you preach in English language and propagate Krishna consciousness in Western world. So Srila Prabhupada took it very seriously. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, we know. So for a few hundred years, in fact, this idea of preaching in the West was being conceived and was gradually taking shape within the hearts of the previous acharyas, beginning with Bhakti Vinod and then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati did send other disciples also to the West, to England, and somehow they did not become very successful. They kind of returned defeated. But Prabhupada became very, very successful. And the reason was, there's a reason why he became successful. One time, Krishnadas Babaji, one of the god brothers of Srila Prabhupada, asked another of his god brothers, Ban Maharaj. I told this few times. Is everyone here? Everyone listening? So he was asking Ban Maharaj, he said, you know, you both went to the West. You, Ban Maharaj, you went to the West, and Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, of course, Swami Maharaj, he also went to the West. You are the disciples of the same spiritual master. You both have a good command over English. Ban Maharaj also knew very good English. And you are both asked to go to the West and preach. You both knew philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But how come, the question was, how come that Swami Maharaj became very, very successful while you were defeated, you came empty-handed. You had not much success. Why? What's the difference? There's so many things common in both of you. But what is the difference? What is that has made the whole big difference? This was a question raised by Krishnadas Babaji, one of the god brothers of Prabhupada. He was a very sweet singer. He would sing very nice bhajans. No, Krishnadas. So Ban Maharaj had no reply. So this Krishnadas Babaji, his samadhi they have made at where? Who came up? Pavan Sarovar, on the bank of Pavan Sarovar at Nandagram. Krishnadas Babaji, samadhi they have made. So he gave reply, he said, the difference is that Swami Maharaj had all the faith in the prediction made by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also his faith in instruction of his spiritual master. In that area, Swami Maharaj was superior to you. You knew English, philosophy, all that. But you did not have that faith. But Swami Maharaj had that faith. That is why he succeeded and you kind of failed. So, faith makes big difference. adau shraddha. Not only to come to Krishna consciousness, we need faith. But in order to stay on in Krishna consciousness, we need faith. That statement of Rupa Goswami is adau shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya. The root is the faith. As soon as that faith becomes weaker, the whole thing begins collapsing, crumbling, and all that. So, to come to Krishna consciousness, we need faith. To stay on in Krishna consciousness, we need faith. To go on with preaching requires a faith. And as we practice Krishna consciousness and relish Krishna consciousness, our faith increases. We have some faith, but faith will increase. It does increase. So, so this Brajamandal Parikrama that we are doing, we are hoping that this will also increase our faith in the whole process of Krishna consciousness, and will revive our faith, will increase our faith, determination to carry on with this process of devotional practices, including preaching, practice and preaching. This, both the aspects are necessary. It's called achar, achar and prachar, practice and preaching. So this is the place to pray at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, who is Bhaktida, the giver of devotional service. She is the one who engages us in Krishna service. When we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, so Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. They are begging Radharani, please engage me in Krishna service. So we go through Radha to reach Krishna. Radha is soft-hearted. Krishna can take some tough stand, but Radha is a little different. So the mercy, she is mercy personified. So we appeal to her. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose combination of Radha and Krishna has even become more merciful. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Mahavadanya. So we are traveling with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitai Gaur Sundar. So in the form of Chaitanya, we have Radha with us, and Radha and Krishna with us. And traveling with them, we're following them all over Braj. So we would like to become, this is our prayer, right? We'd like to become more pure. We have some Shraddha, we have accepted Bhajana Kriya, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. Where we get stuck is Anartha Nivratti Shad. That is where we get stuck. And that's, so we to go beyond that becomes tough. So if we could become free from some anarthas, some nonsense, materialistic ideas and conceptions and desires and aspirations, and if we could become free from that, which is not our real self, that would be nice. That would be nice for us, would be nice for the movement, it would be nice for the whole world. So
coming to Vrindavan, traveling around, well, that's easy, but really to enter the mood of Vrindavan requires some sacrifice to give up anarthas furthermore. Then we'll be able to enter the spirit of Vrindavan. And then we could carry that spirit all over the world. Narottam Das Thakur, whose disappearance day was just yesterday, he's praying like that, he's wondering. Vishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha have man, kabe hama herivo sri Vrindavan. When will I become free from Vishaya chhadiya? Give up these ideas, plans, grass plans, some subtle plans. They're not stopping this plan making. They're always making some plans to enjoy. This bhoga mentality is still within our hearts. So unless we become free from, more free from the vishayas, kave hama he rivo sri Vrindavan, we'll not be able to stay in Vrindavan. So it should be our constant prayer as we have come to Brajamandal Parikrama. We have taken up 1 month of our busy schedule. We should return with some benefit. Real benefit is if there is some more Chito Darpana Mahajana. That would be nice thing. Then we come to a place like this and we hear that this is where Prabhupada was instructed, yes, if you get money, print books. So we go to respective our places, temples, and translate more books, print more books, distribute more books. Like that. Srila Prabhupada's 100th anniversary is also coming up. Many devotees could make plans. Our whole movement could make plan to translate Srila Prabhupada's books in 100 languages, the 100th anniversary. So many 100 things could be done. Padyatra in 100 countries, we are thinking. Walking on this planet 100,000 kilometers, we are thinking. So like that, our movement could make some plans of doing hundreds of 100 things. So let us not forget the rest of the world that has to be saved. But one time Giriraj Maharaj came to Padyatra America. He said, more important than that is save yourself. Sometimes we become too anxious to save the world. We are not even qualified. We are not, like Prabhupada says, if one who is tied down tight and someone is screaming, yes, help me, help me, help me. So someone is hearing. But he cannot really go there because he has been tied down there. So unless we are kind of liberated, we cannot liberate others. So, and this goes hand in hand. We liberate ourselves and we try to liberate others. But sometimes we try to liberate others forgetting how much bound we ourselves are, how much conditioned we are. So we try to hide our conditioning and try to make some pose ourselves as some liberated souls. So our preaching will be much easier if we are liberated. The earlier we become liberated, better it is. Then we could preach while we are young. When we grow old and we are liberated, then we cannot do much. We could do something. But earlier we become liberated, then we have more time to preach within this lifetime, more from our personal experience and realization. Not that each time we have to open a book, that knowledge
if that is revealed unto us, then we don't have to open up, necessarily open a book. Not that we'll not open a book, but all that is in the book will enter the heart and will be living there, all those, that knowledge. So at Radha Khan, this is our place, this is Gaudiya Vaishnava place, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's place, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaja's place. There's also Gaudiya Mat here. What? Kunja Bihari? What's the name of the deity there? That is on the Parikrama path. Tomorrow we'll be visiting that temple. Jiva Goswami was a nephew of Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Rup and Sanatana, their brother called Anupam, who died at early age. And Jiva Goswami is son of Anupam. He's a nephew. He was very, very scholarly personality. His Sandarbhas are very famous. Gopal Champu reveals many confidential facts. Jiva Goswami is the one who talks about Krishna taking simultaneously birth in Mathura. Devaki gave birth to Krishna and Yashoda also gave birth to Krishna. And Yashoda gave birth to Krishna and Yogamaya is considered younger sister of Krishna. She appeared just as Shiv, her elder brother. And then he explains how these two Krishnas became one. And that was a service rendered by Yogamaya. So generally everyone thinks there's one. Only Devaki gave birth to Krishna. But someone like Jiva Goswami knows more than that. What actually happened is not known to everyone. It was revealed to some great souls like Jiva Goswami. So this is his Bhajan Kutir. And his temple is in Vrindavan. What's the name of that temple? His deities. No one, huh? Radha Damodar, you don't know this thing. Are you humble? What is this? Are you humble or ignorant? In Jiva Goswami's, so Jiva Goswami's Samadhi is in Radha Damodar temple. In the same temple, in the back courtyard, there's also Samadhi of another Goswami. Which Goswami is that? Rupa Goswami Samadhi is also there. You will not find that in the book. It will take time to find out. So looking into the book. So this month we are worshipping Damodar. The month of worshipping Damodar. And these are the deities of Jiva Goswami. So we have come to his Bhajan Kutir. So wherever we go, always pray. That's all that we could do.
कृष्ण से तुम्हार कृष्ण दीते पार तुम्हारा शपति आते that you have power, you have Krishna, and you are capable of handing out Krishna to me. So please be merciful. We go to Acharya's place, Samadhi, Bhajan Kutir, and we say, Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par. Tomara shakati ache. You have that power of giving Krishna to me, so please give me Krishna. Amito Kangal. कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली भाई तव पाछे पाछे अभी तो खंगाल आई एम पुअर आई एम पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन माय बैंक बैलेंस सो फॉर डिवोशन एंड ऑल दैट इज कंसर्न इज ऑलमोस्ट जीरो अभी तो खंगाल बट ओनली थिंग आई एम डूइंग इज कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली आई एम जस्ट चैंटिंग Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Dhai tava pache pache, I am running behind you. Chanting Hare Krishna, I am just running behind you. I am begging at your feet that you please give me Krishna. So these acharyas should give us Krishna. They have given us Krishna in the form of scriptures. They have given us Krishna in the form of example. They have given us Krishna in the form of inspiration. They are trying to give us Krishna by forming this society. International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established by Srila Prabhupada just to hand out Krishna. Here is Krishna. Look at Krishna. Take Krishna. Take his name. Take his prasadam. Take his holy association, come to his place in Vrindavan. So all these previous acharyas, they have done such a service, taken pains, trouble, for what? So that we could one day come to these holy places. So throughout Brajamandal we have to keep praying. We also pray to the creepers and the deer and the everyone and everything that comes, we come across, we pray. Always in prayerful mood, always humble mood, offering obeisances, dandavats. Giving up all lethargy and laziness, we enthusiastically go everywhere. We never say this is enough now, this is too much now. No, always keep going, keep moving, keep praying, keep offering obeisances, circumambulating and offering donations like this. You are becoming less burdened. This is how you become liberated. That's the idea of giving. When you give in charity, you are becoming lighter. You are becoming less loaded. Then you could go up. If you go on loading up your pockets and everything, shoulders and hands, then you go on sinking, you go down. As soon as you go on throwing at the right place at the right time, to the whole science of charity also, then you become lighter and come above the world. You can float, then you can go across over the material existence. So charity, it helps. And those who have, are helping those who haven't, haves and have-nots. They are benefited by each other's. And this is how the gap is bridged. Otherwise rich is becoming richer, poor is becoming poorer. Rich people give to poor people. And that way, Ishavasham idam sarvam yat kincham jagatyam jagat That principle is also practiced by giving in charge. Those are the footprints of Mahaprabhu. Inside, if you see, those red footprints, that's a life-size. Those are the impressions of footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're big, long like that, because he was very tall. It's a Baitak, it's a place to sit down, so sit down. If there's any place where you should sit down, this is the one. Sitting down means taking it easy. Means you are serious, you want to know something. Right, when there's some serious business to be talked about, we sit down. We say, let's sit down. Don't we say that? Say, let's sit down and talk. So, very serious devotee used to sit down here. And his name is Srila Madhavendra Puri. He used to perform Govardhan Parikrama. This is on the Govardhan Parikrama path. From Jiva Goswami's Mandir, Bhajan Kutir, we walk. This is a Govardhan Parikrama path right here. So several places he would sit and meditate. This is one of his places. Tomorrow as we perform Govardhan Parikrama, we'll come across a big village called Jatipur. Yati means sannyasi. Person in renounced order of life is called Yati. So Madhavendra Puri. So that town is named after, that big village is named after Madhavendra Puri, called Yatipur. And then near Govinda Kund also there's a place. In fact there's a deity. It's Srinathji deity, very famous deity in India. That's a deity of Madhavendra Puri. Because that deity was installed by great-grandson of Krishna, Vajranav. Great-grandson of Krishna, Vajranav. We mentioned his name a few times. Actually, he installed so many deities after he was feeling separation from his great-grandfather. So he installed Krishna deities and just trying to revive that spirit. Original spirit. Made rasa mandals and the rasa dance used to take place. That Keshavji deity we mentioned. You remember Keshav deity? Huh? You had forgotten. Something that you cannot forget about Keshava. What is that? His hair. Well, you're talking philosophy. Well, in practice, I didn't see hair other day. Well, Keshava refers, okay, that's the... But don't you remember something other day you saw? Huh? But what do you remember?
Lord Chaitanya.
Huh? You remember his face? Huh? He was alone.
Lord Chaitanya danced.
Lord Chaitanya danced there. He took bath in Vishram Ghat and he came with it. Yeah, the beauty, that deity is very, very beautiful. Huh? Some devotee even approached me as I was feeling this deity is very beautiful. As I was thinking, some devotees came, oh, very beautiful deity. Very, very beautiful deity. So that deity was installed by Vajranam. Tomorrow, on Govardhan Parikrama, I will be visiting one temple called Haridev. That deity was installed by Vajranam. Dauji deity, tallest deity in Vrindavana, Balaram, was installed by. So like that, several deities, great deities, Vajranam installed. So this Srinazi deity also was installed by him. But then Muslims, because of the threat of the Muslims, they had hidden this deity. And then deity was underground, in the ground for a long time. Then deity appeared in the dream of Madhvendra Puri. The next morning Madhvendra Puri gathered all the villagers. We'll be going to that village, passing by that village. And they dug out the deity and installed it on the Govardhan Hill. And they had a big Annakut festival. This we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that is Madhvendra. Now it is known as Vallabhacharya Sampradaya deity. Somehow they have captured it. And then it was shifted to Srinathji, which is in Rajasthan. So Puri worshipped that for some time. And to get the sandalwood, Lord again appeared in the dream saying, my body is still hot. You better go get some sandalwood to cool down. Temperature is not coming down. So Madhvendra Puri had gone to, where was he going? Huh? Orissa. He went to Jagannath Puri. So on the way he stopped in another holy place called Kshirchor Gopinath. So deity there also did something for Madhvendra Puri. What did deity do there for Madhvendra Puri? Stole a pot of sweet rice. Because he wanted to cook a sweet rice just like that offered to Kshirchor Gopinath. It was smelling nice. So he was hoping that the pujari would give little sample of some Mahaprasad. But that pujari must be a greedy one. He gobbled up the whole plate. He never gave out, even to a visitor. Right? You had some pastimes like that in England? But now you'll be changed man, of a different person. So Lord again appeared in the dream saying, he appeared in the dream of a pujari saying, please get up, get up! And he go in the deity room in the middle of the night and there's a sweet rice, he please deliver this. So he got up, he took bath, he went in and he was surprised to see a lota full of sweet rice. Then he went looking for, yes, Madhvendra Puri! He was calling out. So he found out Madhvendra Puri and gave him part of sweet rice. And he became very famous. And when he reached Jagannath Puri, he was so very famous. Everyone knew about this deity's pastime. So he managed getting a lot of sandalwood. And then on the way back to Vrindavan, he stopped again at Kshirchor Gopinath temple. And then deity in Vrindavan, his deity appeared in the dream. And the deity said, myself and Gopinath are the same. So you offered this sandalwood paste on Gopinath's body. And that will be pleasing me and cooling me. So, like that. And then there is a samadhi of Madhvendra Puri in this Kshirachor Gopinath place. What is the name of the place?
Remuna.
When our Padyatra went there during 500th anniversary, we did a drama. The Kshirachor Gopinath drama. A very nice drama. Any drama coming up? Yes? Tonight there's rehearsal. You know some actors? Yeah, a few more actors could be used by Bhakta Jeff to get our Rajamandal Parikrama players. Vaikuntha players? Rajabasi players. He wants to enact some Krishna Leelas. So you please cooperate with Bhakta Jeff. So you could see from few of the things we mentioned how exalted this person must be. Every now and then Lord is appearing in his dream. Like every now and then someone appears in our dream also. Some man appearing, some woman appearing in our dream. Some friend, something horrible, something terrible. And we wake up with no good news during. But Madhvendra Puri, Lord is always appearing in his dream. And Lord also came with a pot full of milk right here on the bank of, on the Parikrama path. Not only he stole some kshir for him, but Lord also, little boy had come with the milk. And that day Madhvendra Puri was fasting. He said, how did you find out that I was fasting? Who sent you? I was making all these inquiries. And that little boy said, in my village no one goes hungry. This is my village. So no one goes hungry. So it has been arranged. So Madhvendra Puri was a very exalted personality. So he had a disciple called Ishwar Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwar Puri. So that disciplic succession is also there.